And that Ayin Amed Beis Ein Rufusi Taisvis the Tap Taisvis Ein Mekablen Tain Basel Mibnei Shehuribis Perish Bekunteris Sarashi said Makan Ribis is it Kol Achayis Nechosim Ala Makabel He's Makabel all the Achayis Vishom Oysam B'mois Olof, and as soon as he gives it over to him, they evaluated the time, and he's achroy to give it back. V'cholzman Shein Oysam B'mois Olof, and the agreement is, that Kozman, he doesn't pay up, Chilkim Eschal, they divide the Eschal. So even though he says he's Makabel Achayis the whole time, and he's paying Ribis, Rebach, and half of the time. And he's taking Rebach for himself and half. Avo gav the Mishni Yisairi, so the Ratnis Alta Loshna Rashi, the Tonalei, we learned the previous Mishnah, Mishivin Chemveni Lamacht Yischar, Shem the Mekabel Olof Pal Gedevsi. So we learned that you're not Moshe Bachem V'ni L'machz Yischar, that means even though the Revach that the Noisen is getting is from the Palgit Pekodim, Ba'av Al-Pikain ain't Moshe Bachem V'ni because he's being Omol, he's being Tereach Bechinon on the Chelik of the Noisen. B'choshkein Hoche, the Mekabel Olei Kol Achayu. So the whole Tzayim Barzel is Ba'achri Yusay, so the whole Tzayim Barzel is a milveh, and he's giving from this milveh half of the Rebochim to the Naisim. So Rashi says, so the Mishnah Be'etzim is Miyutah. It's not Kedlei Mishum Sefer. So the whole reason it said this Mishnah to tell us, even though this is a more Chomodike Ribis. We want to tell us the Sefer, Avo Mekablin Tzayim Barzel Minag. Ulepei Rushoi, Lahav Ribisu Elamidarabonam, Shukorim Leschar Verochik Lehepsit, and Taisvah says in Chayres, Taisvah Rabbeinu Peretz, it's a Rabbonam because it's not borrowed, because, if there'll be Rebach, we'll give him half of the Rebach. If there won't be Rebach, he won't give him anything. Because, so let us just review the Gemara Esther Kashem, that it would seem from the Mishnah, is in Issa Ribbis, that the tzayin is b'rushus the mekabel. Let us just see the Lashna Gemara quickly. Lememre the b'rushus the mekabel kaime. But the tzayin is in the b'rushus of the mekabel. That's why it's ribbis, because it's considered like he was kind of the tzayin. He owes him the money. And fine, and there's an opmach, he's giving him half of the rebochim till he pays back the money. For a minu, we learned a mekabel tzayim barzel min hanochim, a person's mekabel tzayim barzel min hanochim, blood is pturim in apchoyre, tzaydi, this tzayin, and even the blood is apotim in apchoyre. So it would seem from the Mishnah Bechoyres that it's potim in apchoyre because the nochi has bilus in the tzayin. The tzayin is not completely, does not completely belong to the mekabel. The guy still has a bailus in it. So chay the kasha is of the guy is a bailus, so it's not ribis. Ama abaya le kasha or the mekabel le unse bezula hoi mekabel le unse bezula. So abaya said, no, there's two mishnayas. Our mishnah is speaking about that the mekabel is mekabel unse bezula, so then it's considered like the tzayin is completely his. He has complete achayis over the tzayin, so it's like he borrowed the tzayin, he didn't pay back money. Then there's an Issa Ribbis, in the Mishnah B'chayres, that's speaking about Mekabel Tzayin Bausel, means that it's really another case, that the Mekabel was not Mekabel Unsel Bezula. So Lagabi Unsel Bezula, it's still B'shus HaNais, it's just B'shus HaNais, and so it's, so there's, so it belongs to the, it belongs to the guy, so that's why it's put from Pchere. Amalai Rave, so Rave asked him two kashas. Number one, if the Kabbalah Mora Unse Vezula, if the Mishnah Pchere is speaking about that the owner of the Tzoyin are still Bachriyusa Lagabi Unse Vezula, so Tzoyin Barza Koris like. Tzoyin Barza means that the owner is secure with his tzayin. I mean, if Unse Vezula is in the, is the Neusen will Zachoy with Unse Vezula, so what kind of tzayin Basel is this? Number one. But and if you'll tell me that it can still be called tzayin Basel, it's Adatani Sefer, it's the our Mishnah said, like tzayin Basel, and Mekablin tzayin Basel, but there's a case you could be Mekabel from a goy. I'm a Mekablin tzayin Basel Menachem. Lifting with the day, so why do you have to say that by Yid, it's also by Goy, is Mutter? There's a Tzoyim Bausel that's Mutter by Yid also. By Medva Mamurim, like Kabbalah Yun Sebezula, that the Noisim was on the Kabbalah Yun Sebezula, Kabbalah Mori Yun Sebezula, Shapir Don. Elam Arova Yid, Vidi, like Kabbalah Mori Yun Sebezula. No, the Mishnah Bechayres, our Mishnah is speaking about that it's completely in the achrayis of the Mekabel. Mekabel b'chayre, so why is it potem in a b'chayre is ha'inatam? The blood is prum in a b'chayre, kimen de'ila yoy v'zuz, if he won't pay him back, osi nochi tofis lo l'behimem, so the goy has a right to be tofis l'behimem, Vilay mashkech lo labay matavus lo lavlod is havala yad nochi bemta ochol yad nochi bemta potom in apchoyle. So a poshet, the teretz of the Gemara is that should be the yid has complete bailus over the behema. Now the goy has a schus to the goy has a schus tfis. If he won't give him the money, he can chap the behemis. So the schus tfis, even though it's a shibut, it's not more than that. So, but in Bechayr, there's a ptur of Yad Nochi Bemtza, even though there's no Bailas Nochi, but that's called Yad Nochi Bemtza also pater Bechayr. Zittais, we say, Mekabu Tzai Barzo, Mishom Neshe Ribbis, Perish Pekuntris, Kol Achais, Bechosman, Mekabu, Shemaisen, Bemois, Olof, Chosman, Shemaisen, Lein Mois, Bechosman, it doesn't pay him back, Chosman, Aschah, Avne Shiseri, Latonile, Eng Meshivin, Chemedin, Amas Yitzchah, Mishim the Kabbalah Palgad, Evesit, Bechosh, Kenoth, and Mekabbalah Kolachai, it's not the Mishim Seife, the Mekabbalah and Sebalz Minach. In the Perushoi, so the way Rashi says, Have a Ribbis, who are the Rabbon, and it's the Rabbon, the Keribbis, we mentioned, because it's not Boruch, there'll be Reva, I'll give you half the Reva, Shukov, Leschah, Verochit, Lefs. Bekoshe, the Mai Porich Pigmore, so what's the Gemore's Kashe? That means, Lachere Taisvus is saying, it's a Rabbon of the Kiribis. Where Rashi learned, they're gonna divide the Reva, so it's a Rabbon of the Kiribis. The Kashe, the Mai Porich Pigmore, we must listen, the Hocha must listen, the Bchore. Our Kochor Svirulay Lemakshe, the must listen, the Bchore, I mean, the Makshin learned Pshat, that was a biased terrace. A bias said the Mishnah Bechayres is speaking about that the Goy was Mekabel and Sebezula. Fine, that was a biased terrace, and Rovitz said that it's not like that. The Makshin also didn't hold like a bias. So let's understand. The Mishnah Bechayres is Bechayres Posh is speaking about that the Chayes of Sebezula is on the Mekabel, not we see it with the Porch Rova Ashinuya Dabai, Rova Esan Abai, the Kabbalah Yunsa Bezula, Tzai Balsa Kosi. We came, Al kochach havi ribis ta rabona. Now, it's a ribis ta rabona. Bafila hochi, hava ose lei shape odapote min apachoyre, mishum kiven vloi noket morei zuze, if he will not get paid, bishuse kaime, so it's bishuse kaime, kidoma behedye, aitame peg beis de bchoyres, Bikame the Raminen Alomi Masnisen Dohoch. Vim Kain, my Kashale, mi Masnisen Dohoch. Yeah. So, I'd like to mention the Loshen of Taisvis in Bechayres. That's my Taisvis is not too clear, but Taisvis in Bechayres. In the Taisa Beinu Peretz, Taisa Sarosh seems to say like this. Taisa says like this, if we're speaking about a Ribbis Tarabonim, a Koch is a Ribbis Tarabonim. So Taisa says, so it's like a Mashkante Beloy Nachyosa Bahavi Ribbis Tarabonim. That means like this. We had a din, let's speak about a mashkanta beloy nachyosa. Mashkanta beloy nachyosa means like this. Reuven lent Shimon $100, and Shimon gives Reuven a soda. He gives him a soda. $100, take the soda for a mashkin. Can you mashkin in it? All the peiris that will grow from the soda, take for yourself, you won't deduct anyone. So now, so what is this? So let's see. Reuven and Shimon $100. Right. Shimon owes him $100. I'll go. Shimon gives him a mashkin, gives him a field. Land, whatever grows belongs to you. So, but now, this is not a ribbis deraisa because who says grow anything? Maybe nothing will grow. Right. So it's a ribbis derabon. Here's a Kenyan mashkin in it, and he's going to get Tabachim from it if he gets, and if he doesn't get, he doesn't get. It's a Ribbis Tarabonim. That's what it is. That's Mashkanta Veloy Nachyos. Now, Taisvis, Taisa Rosh Taxmil would seem like this, I think, that the Gemara, it says it's Potomina Bukhaira. So, the Gemara understood the follows. The guy, let's learn Bukhairis now. The guy lent him tzayin baas. Right? Al tavo, lent to you. But now, this tzayin, the guy can have it. The Gemara knew that he could, if you don't pay me, I can take it. So, the Gemara held, he has a kinyan mashkin in it. He has a kinyan mashkin in it now. Okay, I lent it to you. It's yours, but just like when I lend you $100, you give me your field. I have a kinyan mashkin in it. I have a kinyan. Whatever comes out from it belongs to me. So I lend you this tzayin. You owe me $100. But now this tzayin gufe, I have a kinyan mashkin in it. I have a kinyan mashkin in the rabochim. I'll take half. If there won't be rabochim, I won't take anything. But that's a ribbis tarabona. That's a ribbis tarabona. So if we buy this as a tzaribis terabonah, the way Rashi said to begin with, so Taisis is Shalom HaYisrael, so that everything's very good. Since he has a Kenyan mashkin in the tzayim, he has a Kenyan in the tzayim. Good, he has a Kenyan mashkin in the tzayim. So Memele, so the part is Minapreire, he has a Kenyan in the tzayim. It's ribis terabonah. What's the problem? Taisvis asks, what was the most akasha? It says in our mission, it's ribbis. Why is it potam in a prayer? So Taisvis says, I understand it very well. He has a kinya mashkin in the tzai, and he can take the revochim. It's mashkanta b'loy nachyosu, but it says l'vi revochim. So he has a kinyan in it, that will patr it min a prayer. And if he won't pay, he can take it. He can take it. There's a kinyan mashkin in it. And he has a schus to be gave it. So that schus gives him some sort of a bailus. and they get to be Rabbochim or get Rabbochim. So the Ribbis, the Rabbonon, it's part of Minabchir because of the Kenyan. And Shalom Yisrael. What is the problem? My Mishnah says it's Ribbis. I understand very well why it's Ribbis. What's the problem? That's the Yisrael's Kasha. But, yeah, on the din of Yad Goy Bemtel Zamerdik Echidish, Yad Goy Bemtel Rabbi was Mechadish, and he is nothing, but he is a Shibur, he could take it. But if he is a Kenyan Mashkin, it's Mashkan to Meloy Nech Yosef, he is a Kenyan in it already. He is a Kenyan in Shchusim, and then in Dvaldik. That's if it's Chibisa Rabbonon, it's Gval, yeah. ולהבוס לי שבא, דה פתיר מן הבחיר, ושם כימן דה לא ינוק את מורי בזוסה, ושוסה, כימן לא ינוק את מורי בזוסה, if he won't get back the money, בשוסה קיימן, כדאב, he can be going from the Zakin Yamashka, כדאם הבאד, you are high time back, בייס דה בחיר, שמקאמי, דה רמין אין לא ממסליס נדוח, that means I can learn the Mishnah בחיר, I can understand why it's part of me not clear. I can understand that it's ribbis. Okay, my kosh lem is decent dog. So, what's our Mishnah? What's our Mishnah? Why the Porich bin Mori? The Mori asked, on Abaya, you said that there's two types of St. Balzer. Listening, the listener be today. What? And I feel about you, it's mutan. Kiba lay unse, vizula mekabli. He can ask, so Taisa says, That means we had a Mishnah before. If the Mekabel doesn't have a Chayiv, so it's not a Halvo, so then you can tell the Revochim. So this, that yes, and Abaye, let it say the Sefer, that by a Yid will be Mutter if the Nason was Mekabel Achayis Unse Bezula. So that means that the Mekabel was not Mekabel Achayis, the Achayis around the Nason. So it's Mutter, you'll have to be Mechalot to the book. That's a Mishnah before. I don't need this Mishnah to repeat that. Here the Mishnah wants to tell us that you're allowed to give ribbis to a Goy. So that's Taisus two kashas. Taisus two, the kashin number one, I can understand the Ptur B'chayre and the Issa Ribbis, which is an Issa de Rabbonam, very well. So what's the problem from our Mishnah? And kashin number two, the second Gemara is an Abaye, let's say a Hetabaye Yid. Hetabayid, I have enough in the Mishnah that there's no Achayis. The nice ones, Mekabel Achayis, Unse Vizula. The first night, it's allowed to be to tell the Rabbah. Venire. So therefore, Taisvis, the Schoile Kan Rashi, Kamaisha Perish Rabbeinu Tan. The Masnissen Dohoch Ayri Beribbis the Reis. Our Mishnah is not speaking about if there'll be Rabbah in Yulia'ef. No. That's not saying the Mishnah. And it's speaking about Shepostik Domim Alatzayim. He says, Tain are worth 100 pounds, Romy 100 pounds, that's not all. The Gamposak Tamei Ashraf. You have to give me each year X amount of money from the Shvach. That means X amount each year. It's irrelevant. There is Shvach, there's no Shvach. It grows Giza, it doesn't grow Giza. You have to give me each year the Mei Shvach. The kibbul all of losses bechol shom and of the kotzo ben yish sham shvach ben lo yish behindu ribbis tzutzim. This is ribbis tzutzim. Now let's say pshat and the Mishnah. Let's just see what the Mishnah is telling us. And the kabbalim saying balsam mi Yisrael means that the kabbalah is on the whole thing, and I'm going to give you each year close man. I don't pay up the value of the tzayin. I'm giving you each year. Ribbis, period. There's your shvach, no shvach, I'm gonna give you. So this is a ribbis derais. Fine. V'tona ahide chemveni, shu ribbis derabono. The Mishnah of chemveni said ribbis derabono, so stay with him a ribbis derais. Ochi kemash melon dahai ribbis derais, so kidikon mitnei shu ribbis. The Mishnah says, mir wurde der immer kam und sein Baus und mir so, was ist ein Neisch und Ribbis und aber das Wort. Aber das war zwei Ärzte gewesen. Na, ich wollte es ein Neisch und Ribbis, kann man Ribbis bereisen. Sind sie es mir kam und wurde der Chais, and he guaranteed him, he can give him schwach each year, that's Ribbis bereisen. Yeah. Now let's go into the Kasha, this is the Kasha in the Mishnah before, let's just skip three lines, not to get into the Kasha. אבל היי מבני שהוא ריבס תוך אליו דירי סקום המי כמש מלא. So, our Mishnah says it's a ריבס דירי סקום. The Kabbalah says now. So now, let us just see what we said. We just said now, it's ריבס דירי סקום, so that means like this, so that means the tzoyim belong completely to the Mekabal. If the tzoyim don't belong completely to the Mekabal, there's only a psa. The years achayes and bayena tamashk and bayena, then it would be a ribis taraisa. Would be a ribis taraisa. That means if it's a ribis taraisa, that means that it's 100% halvor. It's my time. I owe you money, and you don't have anything. You don't have anything. If you have the mistake of the bailam, the ribis tarabonon, we could understand this here. Ablachayes. It looks like halvor ribis. But in a ribis de yereis, if the Mishnah says, the per moly it's a ribis de yereis, that means the tzoyin is completely yours, and the nation has nothing, so then we have a kasha, so why is it potter min apchoy? Why is it potter min apchoy? We can. Yeah, now, so that was the Gemara's kasha. And that Tosha says, "Ich perish by the time Mashma v'Yerushalmi, the Kama Ezer Tzayim Baals, Ahoye Loi Kuf Tzayim, Yehye of Kuf Tzayim, Omo Loi Harei Asu Yisloch Lachot the Kuf Dinri, Ich Tzayim Adina, Shalzo, Vlodeis, Mechei, Vavacholov, V'Gizeis, Shalof. It's yours. V'Yimeisu Atachai Bach Yusan, but you owe back to me. V'Atamala Li, Schar, Sela, V'Kol Achas Bach. Shalom Bachayin. Yeah. Shalom Bachayin also. Mashpe Behedye, they told them, Yishchav Shez, Mal Yishchav Selam, Yikol Achaz Vachaz Mishloch. That means, the deeds is yours, everything is yours. The tain is yours, and you have to pay me back, and you have to give me from Mishloch. The deeds is Yishchav Selam. Mashpe Behedye, Shishom Olam Akeron Vashvach. You wouldn't have our mission that says a rib is the eyes. Abakoshala must listen the prayers a my ptulum by the potum. The shaper shivi bashus nochi, because the nochi is a kakinya mashkin in it. Given the layoiv lezuzi, if you won't pay him tofis la bahima, the mashkir bahima tofis la blah. Half a piece of nation lay mehem kits for Bechol Shana, but besides that, he owes him the dmei of the tzayim, and that he can take is a schus, is a kinyamashkin, that it seems that the Nason has a bailus in the tzayim. Aber mishum dachar shlem es tisen dachar ribus teraisa, but our mishum says it's ribus teraisa per Shabbos. Im kain, if it's ribus teraisa, im kain yotza mishus bailum legamri kishar milde. So it's completely out of the bailus of the malve. So the mele, so why is a potem in a prayer? The masik the high the potem in a prayer, lav mishum the kaim of a shusa the mor. No, not the way you understood that the noisen still has a bailus. As mishum the choshim yad nochi beemsa, kedem a porish vozo, ubacholduhu, a koldu yad nochi beemsa potem. The Lord Krina Bey Kol Miknachot Izocha. The Mashmi Shitei Mikol Vekol Rishus Yisrael Shleite Yad Nochi Bemtze Klal. So that means that was the Chiddush of Rove. The Chiddush of Rove is, since he is a Shibu to take, that the Svelten Kol Miknecho, a Kodu, that was the Chiddush of Rove. Bochna Mishapa Liflek Belisna Bedidei, Afagav Shekvash Minelo Mireshe, כמוי קיין מקבלן סוי בלפני נוגן החידיש פייס און לפסוגי בדידי כלול בטייס שסיין לו גאיר ואי קוראים את הבן איתם בצנת שוור נקוראים את רש ידיש שוור I don't understand it clearly but upon the more or less that פשעת נטייס Now let's start the next סוגי זאת תגמור הביתה מור בן ספוסק in Mishlei Narba hainai v'neshech v'tarbis l'chainain dalim y'kapitzen. A person is ma'asif money, he gets rich from neshech and tarbis l'chainain dalim y'kapitzen. This money that he acquired through ribis, it will go over to a chainain dalim and the chaynein dalim will give it to Aniyim. Now, so let me just, I'd like to say over Chasam Seifa, but there's a poshet pshat in the posik, and then the Gemara says a different pshat. The poshet pshat, the Bagan, I think, the Bing Bilibak, also says, the posik says like this, Malbe hainoi v'neshech v'talbis, that means you, what did you do? The poor people in Nebuchadnezzar don't have any money. They had to borrow from you. And no, you lent them the money, but you took ribbis. So the Rabbi Nisham said, you think you're going to remain with this money? No. The Chaylim Dalim Yekapteno, this money that eventually Mesavet will go to someone, to a Tadik, who's Chaylim Dalim. And the Aniyim will get back this money. That means the Benshul will make, it won't remain by you, it's going to go back to the Dalim. That's Poshib Shat in the Pasuk. That means that the Pasuk is telling us that you won't remain with the Domim of the Aniyim, it's going to get back to them. So the Benshul will be Messiah, that's how it's going to be. Now, that's what we learn Poshib Shat in Pasuk. Now the Gemara says, "My lechainin dalim, my lechainin dalim." Omar Rav kegoin shavu malke. Now let's see what Rashi says. Shavu malke melech porasoye. He was a goyish king. V'neitel momin mi Yisrael. He takes money from the Yidden. Lechainin behem dalim. We're not speaking about Medicaid. Nochim shem dalim min hamitzvah. That means he takes Yiddish geld and he gives it to goyim. Let's put it bluntly. The chaynim dalim. He gives it, takes money from a yid and he gives it to goyim. So now, let us just say one nekudah and as the figure progresses will be mastered. So what did Rav say? Rav said, this pasuk says chaynin dalim. Chaynin dalim is an inclusive statement. Chaynin dalim. They have the Ralbach's pshat that will end up. All the money that was taken from dalim will be given back to the dalim. The chaynin dalim is protected. That's one pshat. But there's another pshat in the pasuk. This was what Rav was mechadish. A person took money from. They took money beribis. You have to know this money is going to go to goyim. That means it'll be taken away from you. It's going to go to goyim. That's talim in a mitzvah. It's going to go to goyim. Shava Malka will take it away, and we'll go to goyim. Fine. That's what Rav said. Oh my Rav Nachman. That's noch abshat and posik. That's not another thing. What's going to happen? Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Lihune. So Rav Hune said, Loi Nitzrecho, this pshat that Rav said, This is some service of Jan. They nitra ala da filo ribis da ibit kechav. But if you take ribis from ibit kechav, it's going to end up by goy. We lechelem dalem yekakta. Now, so the Chassam Sofer says a beautiful pshat. Chassam Sofer says, Tachuna had a problem with this member of Rav. Why did Rav say, there's a poshib shat, lochain and dalim, that you took ribis from dalim, it's going to end up by the dalim. That's poshib shat, Rizik Tarabad. Rav said another pshat, it's going to end up by goyim. End up by goyim. So, that you took ribis from goyim. So this is Ravuna Sepshat and Rav. The goyim are going to receive. So the Sam Sofer says, Ravun had a kash. Why did Rav have to say such a pshat in the posuk? The posuk is also going, telling us it's going to end up by goyim. Why did Rav have to say such a pshat? Chayin talim will be given to goyim, what talim in the mitzvahs. So he said, because if you're going to learn, chayin and dalim means that it'll be given to orim alike. So what'll be if a person lent a goy ribis, right? And the goy paid him the ribis, that means Reuven lent John $100 for $20 ribis, John gave him the $20. So now the pasuk says, now Reuven got rich from this ribis, now Bohine Beneshech with ribis, it's going to end up by Dalim, the name of Kupa says are going to get it. I mean, that's the Rabbat's pshat. The Dalim are going to get it. So, why is the British in the Savage such a fact that the ribbons that the Goy gave is going to end up by Kupa says? So a Goy is going to have a schus? A Goy is going to have a schus tzedakah. Rashi and Kumi says, you lose a seller, man, only find it, you have a schus. The Gemara says, in Baba Basra, the Vaish Ktsiha Tishavan. The Gemara says, the Golis will last till the schusim of the Goyim dry up. And the Goyim won't have any more schusim, then they'll break the Vaish. So, this Pasik is telling us that whoever paid ribis is going to end up by a dalim, by a niyim. So come out if a goy paid ribis, he's going to get a schus. His money is going to end. The pasuk says it's not going to remain by the malba. It's going to go to the dalim and aniyim. So come out when as Ashkoche protest that his money that he gave will end up with tzedakah, so the goy will have a schus. So Rav said, there's another taich in the pasuk. There's a pasuk that's going to end up by goy. It's going to end up the goyim are going to get it. Dalim be mitzvahs. That's what Rashi says. Shavu malchus, they can give it to goyim. There's cronies. He's going to give it to goyim. He's going to give it to goyim. Dalim be mitzvahs. So now Ravuna said, why did Rav have to say such a pshat? Because Rav understood that the pasuk is speaking about any neshech you took. I believe you took neshech from a goy. And Rav had a kasha, so how will the Bein Shalom be misavir that you took ribis from a goy is going to end up by Adim? Shem Yishamayim. The Bein Shalom will also come out that the goy will have schusim. So that's why Rav said that the posik, you have to learn the posik with the goy of so chaynim daum also includes Shavu Malka will give it to goy, which is daum in a mitzvah. So Rav Huni said, not that the Rav, Rav had to say such a tight because Rav held you're not allowed to take ribbons from a goy. and the pasuk means malba in the beneshach betalbus mitzvah v'tukribis v'magoy. So something's going to happen with it. So the pasuk is telling us, you know, Hashem Malka will take away and give it to his goyim. So the leinit, if Chavir is say such a tight, so Tzaraim is speaking about v'tukribis v'magoy, it's going to end up by goyim. Oh, so Kaponim from Rav, we see that you're not allowed to take ribbis from a goy, and Rav said in the pasuk says if you take ribbis from a goy, it can end up by Shava Malka's cronies, his dollar. Yeah. So we see from him that you don't take ribbons from a goy. We learned a posik. The nochi sashir. So my sashir, love sishir. The stomach means that you should, by the way, sashir, by the aloiva of a yid, leisashir means you shouldn't make him be noish kiyu. But here, that means you shouldn't give him ribbis. The moral, that's not pshat, the post of the nochi sashir, you should pay a goy with ribbis, you should borrow money from the goy and pay with ribbis. My sashir love sishir. You should buy the goy. That means lend a goy with ribbis. My sashir love sishir. So it's enough in the pasuk allowed to lend the goy with ribbis. So the Gemara said, no, loy sashir. That means when you borrow money from a guy, you give him ribbis. The Gemara, loy sagi de lavochi, but the pasuk is telling us you can only borrow money from a guy only with ribbis. The Gemara says, no, it's lafuki achicha. So a guy, you can borrow money from ribbis. And a yid, not to borrow money from ribbis. The loy. It's a more achicha behediksi bay. Lachicha loy sashir. This is befeirus. Now it says, labar olo basay beloy sashir. Now this pasuk is from the pasuk alone, nishkefeller. The pasuk is telling us that it's a mitzvah to borrow from a, it means to tell us from a guy you can borrow the ribbis. You can't borrow with ribbis, but it's no raya that you can lend a guy with ribbis. Doesn't mean like sishach, it means like sash. What does Rashi say? Shabba malkim ala kora sayu benoitol mam yisrael b'chein avem dalim lochim shim dalim mitzvah. For the ribbis lay b'kechobim she Yisrael noitem and neivet kechobim yoyred latimoyim. The ribbis that a Yiddish malvot from a goy. My love, see sheikh, she mutarat to likach emenu nesh. No, he saw sheikh dav kekom. But if it's see sheikh, it means you're allowed to take. I said, no, no, he saw sheikh. You're allowed to give it. Dav kekom, ato ten le ribbis. You should give him ribbis. Oh, he saw you go like, oh, he bought kosem le tzavei salay no litin ribbis. You have to give him ribbis. Dilo lahatze kom apshita mechitei salay le misro. So that the pasuk doesn't come and say you're allowed to give him ribbis. I call the pasuk and tell him the mitzvah to give him the ribbis. It's with such a mitzvah. So Moses says, no, it's a lavabo michlal asay. But to him, you should give ribbis, and to Yiddish, you should not give ribbis. But the Gemara Eis, they love him, the hen. Let's go to our Mishnah. Psukim lo yitom, Mishnah, Psukim. Eis, they love him, the Mishnah. Love him, the hen. O Malvin, o Yisan, the ribbis. Allowed to borrow from a goy, and you lend them the ribbis. And not from the Mishnah, became big at Toysho. Omar, Rav Chiyah, Berei, the Rav Unda, Le Nitzro, Elom, Bichtei Chayo. Rashi, Bichtei Chayo, Itiru Loi, Yoysa, Mikan, Oso, Min Rabonon, Dulma, Osi, Lemisra. Now, I just want to mention two new things. The Gemara has a kashi from our Mishnah. our Mishnah says that you're allowed to lend a guy and take ribbons from the guy. Ravuna said, if you take ribbons from a guy, Abba, Hina, Gneshech, with Albis, the Shavama, you've got money to be taken away from you and given to them. So we have a Kasha and Ravuna from our Mishnah. Mishnah says, you're allowed to take ribbons from a guy. And Ravuna says, you're not allowed to take ribbons from a guy. It's what you do with the Mishnah. So the more answer is, Bechnei Chai. So Rashi says, no Kasha. If you get a lot of money by taking ribbis from a guy, it will be taken away from you. It's going to go away. That's, you get rich from alvos ribbis laakum, will be taken away from you. That, what our Mishnah says, shalal to lend a guy, means you don't have any panoses. So for the bare essentials, if you need this to for the bare essentials, you're allowed to lend a great ribbis. That's it. Bechtei, so see Rashi, Bechtei chayef yitiru loy, v'yoysa mikan osa midarabona. Dulma osi lemisra. Now, Rashi says, now we have to understand, this is a shver Rashi, Rashi says the reason you're not allowed to lend a goy beribis, Dilma Osila Misa, which means Rashi says in Makis, you're gonna lend to a goy, fell on your feet also beribis. That means becomes a lifestyle, it's gonna be nigral to a egos. So Memele, so these are the guidelines. That means it's a malbahina, you don't make it a lifestyle. You need some money, you don't have anything for Kedechayim, you're allowed to lend to a guy. But Rashi was Mechadish, this Isser to lend to a guy, because Osir Lemisach, he might come to lend to a guy. That's what Rashi said. The Gemara never mentioned, this is Arashi, Ezer Nesher. Rabina Omar, Hoche B'Talmidei Chachamim Askina. No, there's two things. We have Rav Huna said you're not allowed to lend to a guy. The Mishnah says you're allowed to lend to a guy. It matters who the Malv is. If the Malv is a Talmud Chacham, let him lend to a guy. No problem, no Shia can become a millionaire. If he's a Talmud Chacham. If he's a... not a Talmud Chacham, no. Then you're not allowed to. Why? Time am I goes a rabbonon, shema yil made me myself, a meridiki gemar. There's no issa to take ribbis from a guy. They are bad. But if you're going to take ribbis from a guy, some emela is yil made me myself. This is a very lucrative business. And you can't take ribbis from a yid, so your whole business will be with a guy. Is you made me myself. So these are your cronies, these are your business acquaintances. You made me myself. Or rub off. You'll become, don't say, he won't become like you, you'll become like him. So my male, you made me myself. Talmud Chochem seems is immune to this problem. Hashem Oizlam Ayitain, that's Toire, that's a strength, an inner strength that he's much, he won't, you'll make me myself. He looks at the guy, I'm Avlov and Kodesh Lachil, Yisro La'amim, it's Oyer L'choshech, a person who has Oyer Teire, this is Choshech, he won't learn from him. It's disgusting whenever he has to handle with him. He will not learn me myself. So the middle of the second Teretz of the Gemara, Ravina was, that is no problem. The post Malboini Vereshav Talbis is speaking about not a Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah is speaking about a Talmud Chacham. Yet, Avinu, what does Rashi say? Avinu, Maslis is telling Malboini Vereshav Talmud Chacham asking, Taim Amayim Rabbonan Ribis Nochi Yosa, Shemiyal Gil Hanochi Yetzai Vir, but Mimaisa, Sin in the Mosul and Misra. Fine. So that is two mahalchim, why you're not allowed to lend a goy, We're not allowed to learn the Goyim Ribbis and other Al-Shem Yisrach Rashi says, oh, you'll make me nice. Fine, these are the two times. And the Gemara says, in the first number, so it's the Lechainin Dalim Yitpatsenu. Now, Gav Uche, what is Pshat? You'll meet me myself. Fine, I handle it. I go, the robot. So what about doing other business with a guy? I mean, why do you pick up ribbis to learn with ribbis? Because by all other things, we see in Taisus, all other things, Chazal didn't want to mingle with guy. So all other things, you want to do business to business with a yid. I mean, why are you picking up the guy? By ribbis, Chazal, if that's his business, Chazal can't tell him and they said, don't lend to a guy, lend to him. I don't have any business. So therefore, Chazal had to say, you can't, so they wanted a yid should not have a shaykhis with a guy. So by all other palnosis, all other businesses, we weren't afraid. But since there's an eitz of what to do, and so for safest, we could do business with the yid, they didn't make any issue. There's an eitz of what to do. Here there's no eitz of what to do with this business, so they asked it back. This is the first lashon of the Gemara that Rav Huna holds that you're not allowed to lend a guy with him. It says Ami,
so there's different priorities. If you have a yid wants to borrow money, a guy wants to borrow money, you can't tell you.
Ami Ani Ba'osher is a mitzvah of go to a Masher also, but it's Ani Ba'osher, Ani Koyin. Ani Yecha means craving your mishpacha. Ani Yecha, Ani Yecha Koyin. This is the priority of craving. Ani Yecha, Ani Yecha Cheres, Ani Yecha Koyin. So only Imach we darshan, from the Imach we darshan the Mikdimis, Ani Yecha, the Imach means Krivecha. So these are the priorities. Omar, Ami Benochi, Ami Koidem. Bin Morib Shite. Versteht sich. There's a mitzvah to lend to a yid. There's no mitzvah to lend to a goy. So versteht sich, you lend to the yid. But I need a posik. Ami, Voloi Nochi. Omar, Am Nachman, Omar, Lihun. This was the member of him. By mitzvah, da full of Nochi, beribis, lo yisrael, bechina. That's what Rav Huna was talking about. Not Rav Huna said you're not allowed to learn the Goy for Ribbis. No, there's never such a Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, now what the Pasuk says, that if you have two people want to borrow money, the Goy wants to borrow with Ribbis, and the Yid wants to borrow for free, so he's saying, even though you can make a Rebbe from the Goy, you should lend to the Yid. Now, Agaruch, I just like to mention two Nekudas in this halacha. So according to the second lashon, first, according to the second lashon, Rav Huna never said you're not allowed to lend ribbis to a goy. He just said that the halvah tayid is kodum to ribbis to a goy. That's what he said. Fine. Now, in this halacha, I'd like to mention two things. One thing, the Chofetz Chaim says in Avos Chesed, now what if that's his parnosis? That's his parnosis. He's a banker. He lends. So you say, don't lend to the yid, to the guy with ribbis, lend to the yid. And sure, because I'm out of business, I'm a kaplish man. So, we're not talking about that. If that's your panosa, then you're allowed to lend to a guy, isn't it? Hey, we're talking about, you have $100 to lend. And now you have an opportunity, that both are knocking on your door, the yid and the guy. And the guy says, no, I'll give you $110 back. The yid says, I'll give you $100. And that, the Pasuk says, be magdam di. Now there's a big machlekes, a poiskim, what if the guy says, I'll give you 250, and the yid says, I'll give you 100, we're talking about small ribbis, a small ribbis, the Torah said that, listen, be mevata, the $10 is going to give you land for the year. But what if we're talking about big stakes, I'll give a lot of money. I suppose it's not my parnasa. But you're telling me land for the year. I mean, I can make a lot of money. You pay the schali, but no, I mean, it's a good thing to hear money. It's not some mele. So then other poskim say, then we don't have such a thing. That a guy is kind of tayyid. A guy is only kind of tayyid, was only speaking about petty ribbis, and then length of tibim bavat on the ribbis. But according to the second lotion, it comes out that it's not a isra bechlau to lend money to guy beribbis. Yes, Zutrashi. Im kesef tal besami ami venochi von Luvis ami koide. Ani echav ani ilcho ani im shem kreivim. You're related to the mishpachtach. Ani echa koide men dechsi. Imcho akreivim lo. Ani ilcho koide men ani echeres tehin nahana chave imcho tvei. So my mele, that is pshat in the, that's the second loss. Now let's just start the Taisis, let's see how much we can learn. Sashir, the Gemara says, to borrow with Ribbis from a goy, Loisagi, Nalafochi, Avlisi, Sheikh Neche, but if the Pasik is telling us that you should lend him the Ribbis, then it's good. The Loisagi, the Loisi, Sheikh, okay, you have to lend him the Ribbis. The also Lahalvais Bechinam, to the Amekha Loisachone. It means, the Gemara says, if the pasuk says you should borrow for ribbis, it's a mitzvah to borrow for ribbis. But if the pshat is sishoich makel, then it could be the tzaka mitzvah. Leisachonim, don't do tovis. Don't give him a man leschinim. You lent him, charge him for it. One reason why, if it's sishoich, it's the Torah telling us you should lend him for ribbis. Va'oid sha'omar ha'kosef la'halveis lahem beribis, and here there's a go, kedei lechaschom, amuridik ezach, the Torah wanted you should lend them with ribis that they shouldn't have so much money. Kedei lechaschom, like away from them, you'll take yourself. So did faket. So if it's sishayich, it's very good. Vim taima, umay porich mahaikro. Now, but it's not a good time to brass tax. The mother said, the rabbuna said, you now tell the guy beribus. So, but this is my poor mahaikro. Hola yosa el mi the rabbuna. It's only yosa mi the rabbuna in zere, shemil mi maisa. Kidamril and besomach. That's the whole issue. So, bringing a posik, it says, lenochi sisha. Yeah, nochi sisha. The minatera. Mi the rabbuna, shemil mi the maisa. Veshloimer the hochi poch mahaikro. Given the omar lenochi sishoich mi a weiter ago, the mitzvah lechasrom, forget the Torah made it a mitzvah, it's not famazoi. The Torah wanted you should be mechasem momenako. Is loyhoyel emchachomim lesser, so the chom shouldn't answer. If the Torah held it for a chiyu, it's a mitzvah lechasem momenam. Pakert, lend them with ribbis, take away their money. So Mamela, so then the Chama wouldn't ask the Shemiel Mimimaisa. Oh, the Dorishlay, Mikrodishlay. Now, fine, that's how the Posik, we learn now from the Posik of Shloime that is an Issa. Ava Gavla Yosal Mishum Zeire, Son Yosal Zeire, Shemiel Mimimaisa. So, how can you learn this out from Shloime? So Taisi says two mouths. After the Shloime Goza, maybe the Gzeira was Bisman Shloime. Shloime made this Gzeira to lend to a guy. Shemayil made me myself. Chat number one. Inami Shloime Dibber, Baribes de Raise, Rabbanunu Das, Machumursayu Akrodide. Shloime is in the Ribes de Raise, and Rabbanun, they asked it, Ribes de Rabbanun, so they were Masmechit on the post. Umashen nogu ato lahalvois lenoch. Amur de ketoisis. Toisis says, the minig is, we hear that there's an issa to lend to a guy beribis, because it's the first lesson of the Gemara. And the minig is now So we have a Teirem, a Talmud Chochem is Mutter, but not a Talmud Chochem, but a Knei Chayim is Mutter, Mutter Knei Chayim is Osim. Frech Toysvis, Bismana Toysvis, they used to go and lend Toim, Beribis. How does the Shtimut is Gemur? So Toysvis is a few miles. Ma Shino Gwatal Halvis from Nochem, I'm a Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum the Mishal Seifim. First of all, the stool is Shain is in Rafunne. As Rav Huna said, you're not allowed to lend to Beribis. Rav Huna is talking about something else, that a Yid Bechinam and a Goy Beribis. You lend to better Tayyid. So the two Lashaynis, and some Achleikis in the Rabban, Halecha HaMeikol, Vakam Loch Kidach Lishnem. The Masni on the Rav Huna, Barai said the Rav Yais, Liyosu Ma'ilam Rav Nachman, Rav Huna Beribis Tanoch. Fine, one time. Vafilu Lishnem the Kamet, Tayshas Averdi Kazach, Yesh Lahata, the fee yesh aleinu mas melech v'sodim. We have terrible taxes to pay, very high taxes. Zamaridika Rosh in Baba Basra was from Davison. The Rosh in Baba Basra in first period says, why do Goyim let Yidden live in their countries? It was a Navy soil. The taxes. Al Kaponim, that is behind, this is the Rosh. So it seems Bisman the Balei Taisvus and the taxes were horrendous. So Memele, so Taisvus says, Samavilish Nekame Yeshahata Vishi Yeshaleinu Mas Melech Besorin Vakoil Havakidei Chayeinu. That means whatever money you make, 9/10 goes for taxes. So it's Kidei Chayim. We stim with the Gemara. Va'oit, that Taisa says something else. Sha'onu shvuyim beinu umis. We live with Goyim. We were, not in Nebrak. V'yev shalomu li'istakir b'shum dobo. Im lainisa v'nite nimor. Yilkach en lesa ribish. Shem yildi me'maisa. Yaisa misha ma'asa ma'am. So Taisa is a mori de kezach. Bizman chazal. So the mail is like this. All other businesses you can handle with a yid. All other business you can do with a yid. Ribbis is the only business you can't do with a yid because it's also, so he did with a guy. So the mail, if he chooses this business of ribbis, is yomid mi maisa. But all other businesses he doesn't have to mingle with goyim. Fakir. So the mail, so they didn't ask her, it's fakir. Chazal gave an eitzah to the other business, don't do it. But here they had asked a ribbis to a guy because there's no eitzah what to do, and if you, this will be your business, it will rub off on you. So, zutta rabbeinu tam, bismaneinu, there's no business that you can do only with Eden. Whatever we do, we have to mingle with God. So then there's no uniqueness of ribbis. So what do you say? Don't lend the guy ribbis, you're gonna mingle. So what? And I store keep, I also can't be. And this I also can't be. That means Chazal only asked avor beribbis if they gave you an alternative. They gave you an alternative. So don't lend the ribbis and, go on to computers and you'll mingle with him. But I'll compound it, but if whatever you do, you're gonna mingle with guy. So then there's no isa meyuchid. Yeah. Yeah, Vim Taima, given the ribbis akum shari leidach lishnei, the ribbis akum is mutter, according to the second lash, lomo lechia oisai shehuve beribbis bemeisim shehechi yecheskel bebitas dure kidama betagim yishalmi, Matzchai says we don't have it, others bring it down and fail shleime, shel vahave kat sholach pari. Now, there's a Targum Yerushalmi that says, that the Mesim Shehechia Yecheskel, they were from the Bnei Ephraim that left here. But there was some Mesim from those that did not become alive. Shteitn Targum Yerushalmi, why didn't these become alive? Because they lent Beribis. There's no Yidden. Then we're talking about a Mitzrayim. We're talking about a Mitzrayim. So they lent Beribis. That is why, that's why they didn't become alive. So the Mele, the Shaila is, the Shem of Bnei Noach, koyu misolam ala ribis, my shehuzlu ala ges. Taisha says, before Matan Torah, everyone was named Nayach. And now Taisha says, I'm more than a chidish, Taisha says, but maybe a guy is not allowed to send ribis to another guy. We'll see in a minute. My shehuzlu ala ges. Ba'af agav the ribis layosim I gesl. Mikom okim. Kehechad oshinu beperik dalad nisis. The name Noach Mizoram ala Gezel, Mikol Eitz Agav Vuloy Gezel. That's the East, that's the Makoyer, that Aben Noach is also Megates Agav Toichel, not Gezel. Holding the Ribbis way not. So Toysva says, so Toysva says, a Moyridiki Chedish, a guy is not allowed to land a guy beribbis. A guy is also beribbis. So Memele in Mitzrayim, These Bnei Ephraim, the were Bnei Noach, and they land Beribis, so that's where they want Zeich, it's a tree of Samais. Yeah, in fact, the Gemara, the Taisvis, 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 that you could borrow from a guy Beribis, Dilma Osel, the Meim, Afagav, the Huzeru, Ala Ribis, and Mizeh, Shori, Le Laakim, Lahalbis, Le Yisrael, Beribis, Dim oya osar im kena yoyvi Yisrael mishum lifne yiva. Yeah, so maybe the Pasuk is coming to tell us about Samaritic is ach. The Pasuk is telling us, twice as holds now, on the loch of the first time as holds is like, a goy is not allowed to allow another goy beribis, but he's allowed to run the yid beribis. Samaritic is ach. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Yishloim edim leisashich lachich enafke halanochi shori. Fine. But a moiridike toisvist, that a goy is not allowed to land beribis, a betayid is allowed to land beribis. But oide shloime, ne naich lehuzro min haribis. There's no issa bechlau. Vahu gavre de leikom bebikas dure. Ze lehoye oinish. There wasn't an oinish, they didn't stand up for trias ameisim. Shloye shas trias kol ameisim. It wasn't trias ameisim there. That Yecheska wasn't Mechai all the Meis. No, certain Meis was Mechai. Shleichoyu bo'isesho elo chaveiro v'zocho b'shvir shenizro min haribis. Ava b'shlein yitztav. V'yishimekayim abesein esatera v'bishlein nitalem. So Taisa says, Amoyre dikizach, that there were other Yidin in Mitzrayim who were nizro min haribis. Why were they nizro? Just like the daily saw Nizar and the mitzvahs, Kayim Shanitna. They were Nizar and Ribbis. Those Yidin were Kamla Trias Ameis. The Yidin who were Nizar and Ribbis, those Yidin, they have to wait a little bit. But they'll be together with all the other Meis.